It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from the field house on the campus of Mason County High School in Maysville, we have a girls-boys doubleheader in the first round of Section 6 of the 2024 Kentucky 2A Basketball Championship between Rowan County and Mason County. The girls' game will tip off shortly here at 6, with the boys' game at around 7:30. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. Rowan County, coached by Matt Stokes, is 10-3 on the season and has won 8 games in a row. The Lady Vikings are coming off a win of the championship in the Pam Browning Classic last week at Carroll County. Mason County, under coach Paula Boozer, is 7-5, and the Lady Royals have lost 3 in a row. The winner of this game will move on to the semifinal round on Thursday against Powell County, and the semis and the finals of the 2A Section 6 will be played at Fleming County. We'll be back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY and WIVYradio.com.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Brown County began the season back on November 28th with a loss at Morgan County. They defeated Greenup County in the Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament, lost to Russell in the EKC Tournament, and then defeated Lewis County in a consolation game of the EKC Tournament. On December 11th, back and played Russell again, and the loss to the Red Devils. The score was 59-46. And since then, Brown County has reeled off eight consecutive wins over Menifee County in a district game, over Raceland, over Bath County in a district game. And they got two wins in the Western West Kentucky Hoops Classic at Caldwell County. They beat Crittenden County 61-59 and defeated Caldwell County 69-49. They then went to Carroll County and played in the Pam Browning Classic and swept all three games. 61-33 over Trimble County, 73-66 over Walton Verona, and 57-42 over Shaw Memorial out of Madison, Indiana. The Mason County Lady Royals lost to Bishop Brossard on December 1st, won four straight after that over Bracken County, Bryan Station, Eastern Ohio out of Winchester, Ohio, and Pendleton County. They then lost to Portsmouth, Ohio, defeated Woodford County, Lloyd Memorial, and Newport, and then got in a tough draw up at the Lady Panther Invitational Tournament up at Pikeville. They lost to Elizabethtown and to Paints, oh, excuse me, first they lost to host Pikeville, then to Elizabethtown, and then to Paintsville. Let's check the starting lineups, and we'll tell you a little bit more about the 2A tournament. Mason County will start at one guard, Amira Reed, a 5'4 sophomore, who averages 11.8 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Adrian Downs Perry, a 5'6 sophomore, will start at a guard. She is averaging 4.2 points and 3.2 rebounds. At a forward, Alexis Young, 5'11 sophomore, averages 12.5 points. That's a team high. And also a team high, 8.3 rebounds. Olivia Hughes is at a forward, a 5'4 sophomore, averaging 9 points and 5.1 rebounds. And also at a forward, Carly Buttery, 5'10 sophomore, averaging 8.6 points and 3.8 rebounds. So it's Reed, Downs Perry, Young, Hughes, and Buttery for Mason County. Brown County, at one guard will be Diamond Wills, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 12.8 points, 3.7 rebounds. Kelby Ford at a guard, a 5'6 eighth grader, averaging 12.8 points, 4.3 rebounds. Kelby Ford, the MVP of the Pam Browning Classic up at Carroll County. At a forward, another guard, Brinley Walker, a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 5.7 points and 2.5 rebounds. At a forward, Lauren Eastham, 5'8 sophomore, averaging 4.8 points and a team high 6 rebounds. And Olivia Beach at a forward, a 5'8 senior, averaging 6.8 points and 5.6 rebounds. So it's Wills, Ford, and Walker at the guards, Eastham and Beach at the forwards. Again, we've mentioned this is the Section 6 of the Girls 2024 Kentucky 2A Championships. Some games have been played. The first round had Fleming County with a bye to play the winner of Estill County and Greenup County, and Estill County won that contest. So the first semifinal game in the girls will be, at 6 o'clock on the 3rd. Fleming County hosting the semifinals, and the finals will take on Estill County. Mason County and Round County will play each other right here in just a few moments, and the winner of that game will play Powell County, and that will be on January 4th. That one is scheduled for 6 o'clock. So that is the Section 2A Championship. The boys' championship draw was just like the girls, but there have been one change. Greenup County won that game to play opposite Fleming County, and that Fleming County-Greenup County game will be the second game on the 3rd. And our Mason and Ram boys will play later tonight, and they'll play Powell County in the second game on January 4th. After that, they move on to Owensboro. I believe that's right. So I always have to check that. Owensboro hosts most everything in that tournament. The boys game a little later tonight. It will be Round County at 8-5 on the season against Mason County, 7-5 on the season. They played earlier this year, first game for both teams. That game was at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium in Moorhead, and it was Round County winning 86-77. The series between the Mason County Lady Royals and the Round County Lady Vikings. Since 1998, Round County has won 13 games, and Mason County has won 9. So 10th Mason County in the 10th region and the 39th district. Coached by Paula Boozer. And Round County, of course, in the 16th district, 16th region, 61st district. We do have a 10th region crew. We'll have for both of these games. Not sure whether it'll be the same crew working both or just one. Of course, the 10th region has a lot of officials, a lot more than a lot of Eastern Kentucky groups do, like the 16th region. In Round County, with two players in double figures, Diamond Wills and Kelby Ford, both at 12.8 points per game, 8.4 points. Cassie Perkins coming off the bench tonight, and it's a really balanced scoring through the first seven players or so for Round County. Mason County, they're athletic, and they've got a couple of girls. Alexis Young is 5'11", and Carly Buttery is 5'10". Round County got a win in the Pam Brannan Classic against Walton Verona. They faced a group like that. Walton Verona had a 6'1", 2'6'1 player starting, and that caused Round County some trouble, but they did come up with the win. Round County and Mason County, the girls, the first game of two when we come back here on WIBY.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Kasky's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Kasky's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Kasky's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Well, we've had the playing of the national anthem and getting ready now for the introduction of the teams. We'll cross-check our lineups as they are introduced. Round County in the road green uniforms with black lettering and black numbers and black trim. They're located to our right, and we'll be moving right to left as we view things from right behind the scorer's table. So with the referees and coaches and fans walking in front, we'll probably be blocked sometime, but we've got Destiny Utterback keeping the scorebook, so I've given her a heads up that we may have to pick up a little information from her. The Royals, Lady Royals, dressed in white home uniforms with blue lettering, blue numbers, blue piping, and some black trim. Rand County, just as we gave it to you, Wills, Ford, and Walker, the guards, Eastham, and Beach, the forwards. This could be a two really good games. The boys' game we expect to be a bloodletting because I think Brown County surprised the Mason County Royals earlier in the season with their new style of play and came out with the win. And we'll see how the Royals react and how they come out tonight in that boys' game. Graham County has no match for Alexis Young at an easy 5'11". She's easily the tallest girl on the floor here. She's going to step in to jump up against Olivia Beach. Just now seen the Lady Royals with their numbers. We got to pick them out. So we'll have to go to work early in this game on these young ladies. Ball's in the air. That batted around. It's going to go to Mason County. With it is Perry. That would be Downs. Perry off with it. Now is Reed. Reed comes right side to Downs Perry. Inside it goes for the big girl, and she puts it up and in. That's Alexis Young. Two-three zone for the Royals against Round County. Inside it goes to Beach. Beach in the corner to Eastham. Now back out to Ford. Off to Walker. Straight away to Ford between the circles. Back to Walker. Lobbed inside to Easton. Puts it up, misses it long, and off with the rebound comes Young. That was an easy layup. I think Lauren might have been a little bit concerned about the big post player in there for the Mason County Royals. They're looking inside with it. Reed lobs it inside underneath, putting it up and in. Again is Alexis Young. They call her Lexi on the PA here. Left side with it is Beach. Inside to, that was Wills, a bad pass from Beach, and here comes Mason County back with it. With his read, they are going to look inside almost exclusively. That one goes inside, put up no good. That one was taken by Buttery, and she loses it out of bounds on the rebound after missing the shot inside. 6:29 to go in the first quarter, 4-0 Mason County. Point drop zone, and they've got the big 6'1 girl on the point of that zone against inside the Beach. Beach moves, spins in the lane, puts it up left-handed, good. Nice move by Olivia Beach. Cuts the lead in half at 4-2. Sophomore Reed back with it, around in a man-to-man. Buttery gets it, goes down the lane, puts it up, no good, and then rebound off to Wills. Wills all the way down the middle, drops it out of bounds, and that turnover will give it to Mason County. Walking across the timeline is Reed for Mason County. Angles left, goes behind the arc on the right side, straight away to Young. Young angles, kicks it out. Buttery drives in the lane, and she's going to be fouled. That is a bad foul by Kelby Ford. I'm not even sure she deserved it, but the fact is she got hit with one here early in the ball game. Buttery will shoot two free throws. Puts it up. Good. Buttery, a 58% free throw shooter. 5-2, Mason County. And that's good also. And a 6-2 lead matches the biggest of the game. A straight 2-3 this time as they've switched up defense a little bit. Inside it goes to Beach. Beach puts it up, no good. Has it knocked it. Whoa. Another tough call for Round County there. Beach had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds, but they are going to give it to Mason County. Round County's going to press to try to pick up the pace a bit here. And it comes to Downs Perry. Right side to Hughes. Buttery in the lane. Hughes, three-pointer left side is good. Hughes has 19 three-pointers. Now Round County trails by a score of 9-2, a seven-point lead for the Royals. Round County just sloppy. They threw it away again on a pass thrown right at a player's feet. And Mason County will come back with it again. Reed will get met on the zone. Inside jumper off the glass, no good by Young. And here comes Ford with it. Ford angles, gives it off to Beach. Right side it goes to a driving Wills. She brings it back out to Ford. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Left side, Walker gets bumped, almost loses it. All around the right side to Wills. Skip pass across to Walker. Ford. Inside it goes to Beach. Right side, Wills drives under, puts it up. Good. Got it over the big girl, Young. And that cuts the lead to 5 at 9-4. Right side with it is Reed. Shoots up a three-pointer. Good. They are not that good a three-point shooting team, but they have hit some early, and it's an eight-point lead for Mason County. Walker. Almost knocked away and stolen, and she walked. They don't call it. And throws it away. Round County struggling, but there's a nice defensive play by Ford, and she heads back in the other direction after making the steal. Right side Wills, baseline driving underneath is Beach. Centers it out to Ford. Straightaway three-pointer for Kelby Ford's perfect. Her 16th three-pointer of the season. Cuts the lead down to 5 at 12-7. Here's a long pass. It's knocked away by Ford. She steals it. Angles right with it and gets fouled. Foul will be on Adrian Downs Perry, her first and the team's first. Round County will have it side front court. Wills inbounds to Ford. Point drop zone again with the big girl on the point of the zone defense. Probably going to have to go to a two-person front, and they do that as Kelby Ford signals Walker to come out. Right side it goes to Wills, back to Ford, inside to Beach, as it knocked away and stolen. It's got back tapped and stolen by Young. Young goes down. Jumper is no good. Rebound taken down by Downs Perry. Out three-pointer on the way. No good, and that's going to be a rebound foul on Buttery of Mason County. It's the first on her team second. 2:51 to go in the quarter. Round County tries to cut into the five-point lead, which is 12-7 right now. Ford spins into the lane, goes under, puts it up, no good. Batted out and stolen away. Who's he going? They say it's off Round County.
Checking in for Round County, number 23, Cassie Perkins.
Perkins comes in. And Remy Walker will sit down for Round County. Left side with it. Downs Perry. Inside it goes to Young. Young puts it up. No good. Rebound Buttery and Beach. Tie up. And Round County will get it on the alternating possession. Man-to-man this trip down. Left side it goes to Wills. Inside to Cutting. Cassie Perkins misses the layup on a great give-and-go play. Couldn't get it to fall now. Here comes Mason County back with it. Left side Downs Perry. Buttery drives inside, bounces it. Kick out right side. Inside out play. Downs Perry knocks down a three-pointer.
3-point goal by Adrian Downs Perry.
8-point lead, 15-7. They had Perkins open in the corner and didn't get it to her. Now they go opposite. Inside it goes to Beach. Tate puts it on the dribble. Spins in the lane and gets fouled. Buttery will get her second foul, the team's third here in the first quarter, with a minute 31 to go. And Beach will shoot two. Puts it up too hard and off to the left. Allie Peffer comes in for Mason County. Beach with the second free throw. And it's good. 15-8 to score. And nice steal by Lauren Eastham. Coming back with it is Ford. In the middle to Beach. Goes down the lane. Puts it up. A lot of contact. No foul there. And here comes Round County back with it. Mason County back with it. They look inside to Young. Comes back out front to Reed. Inside to Young. Kick out right side. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And rebound is off to Ford. Ford dumps it off to Diamond Wills. And I think she's going to go to the line. Downs Perry gets her second foul. The team's fourth. Diamond Wills will shoot two free throws. Seconds. Free throw by Wills is up and good. Walker comes in and Ford goes out for a defensive play here. Make sure she doesn't pick up a second foul here in the quarter. Wills puts it up and no good off the back of the iron. With the rebound, here comes Reed quickly in the front court. Oh, wide open underneath. Round just lost. Pepper puts it up and in, and it's 17-9. 8-point lead. Right side. And thrown away by Perkins. Moving with it is Young. Young puts it up. No good. Rebound off the Walker with 22 seconds. Gets it off the Beach. Beach jumper left side. No good. Here comes Mason County. Reed with it, 7.9 seconds. Inside it goes, knocked away by Walker. and picked up by Beach and tied up by Hughes. And with 3.5 seconds, Mason County will get the ball on their end of the floor. And it comes to Young. Young's jumper, no good. And there, time runs out in the quarter. Not a particularly auspicious one for Round County. Let's see how things go in the second. At the end of one, it is Mason County 17, Round County 9. Back after this.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We go to the second quarter. Mason County 17-9 over Round County. Wills, Perkins, Eastham, Walker, and Beach for Round County. Walker in against the zone. Left side, Perkins. Three-pointer by Perkins. Rims off. And here comes Mason County back with it. End of the game. That's a number that we don't have. Inside it goes to Young. Kick out to Reed. Inside Young again, spins, goes up, puts it up, no good, and Young gets the rebound and she's fouled.
Fouls on number 3, Lauren Easton for first. And by Young, and she will have 2.
Free throw up by Young, no good. Free throw, good. Hughes, that makes it 18-9. 9-point lead is the biggest of the game. Easton inside to Beach and has it stolen away. Easton picks up a foul, her first. So that was the second foul on Easton. And it comes to Reed. Down the left side it goes. Bounced inside to Young. Young up and under. Beautiful shot there, but didn't get it to fall. Rebound goes to corner. Young chases it down. Out to Reed. Ball knocked away and stolen by Walker. She's bumped off going to the basket. We'll see who the foul now is on. Fox is now wearing 20 instead of 21. That's where we were confused, and she has a foul. Shoot, not a shooting foul, common foul. And it comes to Wills. Wills dribbling with her head down had Perkins absolutely wide open. Ford goes down the lane, puts it up, bounces, no good. Rebound, Furnish, and tries to save it in, but it's off. Her and Mason County will get it. Watts is with it. Deep. Gets it off to Piffer. Inside it goes to a spinning Hughes. She's got six, and it's 20-9, 11-point lead for Mason County. Inside it goes to Ford, has a shot blocked. Here comes a breakout for Mason County, putting it up no good. Well, it's Reed. Ford has the rebound. Gets it off to Perkins. Perkins goes under, puts it up no good. Tries to get her own rebound, but it's knocked away by Mason County. Ford to inbound under the back, Lady Backing Basket. Into Walker, three-pointer on the way. It's good. Number five on the season for Brinley Walker. Cuts the lead to eight at 20-12. 5:35 to go in the first half. Stolen by Wills across the way, but could not keep from stepping out of bounds. Mason County inbounds. Into Reed. Around the right side it goes. Grabbing with its Fox. Bounces it inside. Kick out. Buttery fakes and drives. Throws it high off the glass. No good. And Perkins has the rebound. Comes out on the dribble. Off the Ford. Open three-point right side by Kelby Ford. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Perkins. Gets it back to Ford. Wow, she's fouled. They didn't want to call it, but when she hit the floor, they really had no choice.
Foul number four, Olivia Hughes, her first.
Hughes picks up her first foul. Team second. Round County side front court. Into Kelby Ford. Against the 2-3. Perkins to Ford. Perkins. Ford. Perkins straight away. Ford, she's hit on the shot. They don't call the foul. Round County had the rebound. It was knocked out of bounds by Mason County. Alexis Young, the 6'1 sophomore. Excuse me, 5'11 sophomore, even though I think she's taller than that. Will come back into the lineup. Into Perkins. Cross court to Wills. She drives, tries to back it in. They call an offensive foul on Diamond Wills. He was backing a player in, but wow. Little phantom call, but Mason County gets it back. Inside it goes, intended for Young. She has to save it in, and she does so nicely. Inside to the cutting Buttery. Around the right side, open. Three-pointer on the way by Reed is good. Two three-pointers for Reed. Back to 23-12, 11-point lead. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Walker in the corner to Perkins. Gets it out to Wills. Ford inside to Furnish. Comes out in the corner to Walker. Has it knocked away and lost out of bounds. That's a bad call. Everybody knows it but the guy that made it. And quickly, Mason County inbounds it. Inside it goes to Perry. Inside it goes to Young. Left-handed layup. Good. Reverse layup. She's got 6 points. 13-point lead. Driving and missing layup is Wills. With it is Reed. Angles right. Throws it away. Buttery started to cut to the basket, and the pass went to where she'd been standing. Round County will get it back, and they need to cut into this 13-point lead here before halftime. Round County's only scored 12 points in one and two-thirds quarters. Right side it goes to Perkins, inside to Ford, kick out to Walker, left side to Wills. Wills goes in, puts it up, she's fouled. Take your pick. Who are they going to give it to? It will go on Young, her first, team's third. Wills will shoot two free throws. Free throw up. No good. Wills have been shooting free throws really well. 77% coming into the game. That's 46th in the state, but she's made one of her first three. Puts it up and hits that one. 25-13. We almost lost it out of bounds in Mason County. We were blocked. Three-pointer on the way. Good by Reed. She's got 27 three-pointers now in the season. 15-point lead, Round County. Inside it goes, knocked away and stolen. Ahead it goes to Young. Young goes up, lays it in. She's got 11 and a full timeout taken by Round County. 30-13, Mason County over Round County. 2:22 in the second quarter. Back after this.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Round County brings it across the timeline, down by 17. Walker left side to Perkins, in the corner to Beach. Inside, and that was deflected out of bounds, fortunately for Round County. And Round County did not have a player that had any chance at getting that one. Inside it comes, and knocked away. Ford tried to slip it through to Beach, and it was knocked away by Mason County, who's playing much better right now than Round County is. Inside it goes to Young. Young spins on the baseline, goes up, no good. And Young fouls again, and they don't call it on her. She went over the back. Ford stops with a three-pointer right side, no good, missed badly. And here comes Round County back with, excuse me, Mason County back with it. In a jumper, up and good. Brown does not pick up Hughes. She's got 8, and it's 32-13. Perkins ends up inside with to Ford. Perkins comes out and gives it to Walker. Inside to Ford. Gives it up to Walker. She goes into the lane. And Ford, and that's another foul on Young, and she dodged the bullet just a moment ago on a foul. She gets her second foul in the team's fourth. Walker will shoot two free throws.
You got it, babe.
Puts it up. No good. Walker, a 58% free throw shooter. Shana Abbott comes in for Round County. Walker has another free throw. Puts it up. Good. She's got 4. It's 32-14. Three-pointer on the way by Reed. Good. She has 4 three-pointers in the first half. And it's 35-14, a 21-point lead by Lady Royals. 55 seconds to go. Beach has it and just tries to throw it through one of the Mason County players, but fortunately it goes out of bounds. Help, 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 help. Inbound is Wills to Ford. Comes out between the circles. Throws it over everybody's head, out of bounds on the far side. Trying to find Abbott. And with 41 seconds to go, Mason County will bring it the length of the floor with a chance to add to a 21-point lead. Reed hands it off to Fox. It goes to Pepper. Pepper has it knocked away. And Round County knocks it out of bounds. They'll have, they, being Mason County, will have to inbound right in front of the Round County bench. 21 seconds to go. And it comes to Pepper. Left side to Fox. Shot up no good. Rebound by Wills off the floor. Bounces forward. Ford penetrates. Goes all the way under. Puts it up and in. Ford has 5 points, 35-16. Here's a half-court shot. Pretty good effort there by Pepper, but it doesn't go down, and Round County will go to the locker room at halftime, trailing the Mason County Lady Royals 35-16. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Mason County led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter of this girls' contest. Then outscored Round County 18-7 in the second period and leads Round County 35-16. Biggest lead of the game was 21 points for the Lady Royals. No ties, no lead changes. for Mason County, leading all scorers with 14 points, was Amira Reed. The 5'4 sophomore has 5 field goals, 4 of them 3-pointers, and 14 points. Olivia Hughes has 8 points, 3 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer, 1 of 2 from the line. 6 points for Alexis Young. The big post player has 3 field goals. 3-pointer for Adrian Downs Perry, and 3 points. 2 free throws in as many attempts for Carly Buttry, and 2 points. And Hallie Pepper has a 2-point field goal and 2 points. 13 field goals for Mason County. 6 of them are 3-pointers, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and 35 points. For Round County, leading the way with 5 points, Kelby Ford, 2 field goals, 1 of them a 3-pointer. Diamond Wills, 4 points, a free throw, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Brindley Walker, a 3-point field goal, and 1 of 2 from the line. And 3 points for Olivia Beach, a field goal, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Round County with but 5 field goals in that first half, 2 of them 3-pointers, and 4 of 8 from the free throw line, and 16 points. At the end of this game, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. Again, that's sponsored by St. Clair Healthcare, and it will be the Viking Player of the Game at the end of this one. And we'll have the boys' contest coming up after this one at around 7:30. We'll continue here at halftime after this on WIBY.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Well, the Round County Lady Vikings will have to do something about a 19-point halftime deficit if they're to advance to the semifinals of the Section 6 2A Championship Tournament on Thursday. If they're not able to do that, then their next game would be a week from that Thursday on the 11th against Lewis County over in Vanceburg. In the second game tonight will be the boys. Brown County picked up a win over Mason County earlier this year at the Coop in Moorhead. Brown County winning that one 86-77. Brown County's as well. If they certainly hope to advance to the semifinals. Their next game, other than the 2A section tournament, would be on Saturday at Floyd Central on the road up in Eastern Kentucky. Grand County a little late coming out. I would say that means there was some serious conversations going on at halftime back in the locker room. They'll be moving right to left as we view things. Here courtside again, we mentioned earlier, we are behind the scorer's table. Benches, coaches, officials, and lots of folks in front of us. But didn't have a whole lot of trouble there in that first half. Keeping abreast of things. Crowd beginning to file in here. They always have good crowds, especially for their boys' games here at Mason County. And the field house will not be full tonight. That would make it somewhere around 5,000 to 6,000. So we're not going to have that many here tonight, but a lot of the blue-clad Mason County folks are in the arena now. Mason County will have the basketball to start it this half with Reed, Downs, Perry, Young, Hughes, and Buttery in there. Comes in the corner to Hughes. Drives baseline, stops with about a 10-footer. No good. Rebound off to Eastham, and she hands off to Ford. Head it goes to Will. She puts it up and in, and she gets fouled. That foul will go on 5'11", post player Alex Young. Her third, first of the quarter. And Wills will have a chance to cut into the lead more with this old-fashioned three-point play. And she does so. 35-19, quickly it's down. And Round County pressing full court. Reed gets it ahead. And she's, whoa. I thought she walked with it, but they didn't call it. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Hughes, and here comes Ford with it. Up the left side. Off to Walker. Back to Ford. Against the zone. 3-2 zone. Inside it goes to Beach. She puts it up. No good. Rebound Eastham. Out in the corner to Walker. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound Will. She puts it up. No good. And off with it is Mason County's Amira Reed. Corner it goes. To a cutting Buttery. No good. Rebound out. And goes into the hands of Hughes, and she's by herself, and she puts it up and in. 37-19, we're a minute into the quarter. Left side to Walker, in the lane to... That was Beach, and she missed the jumper from about 10 feet away, and Brown County had no one else in the lane. And it comes to Young, bounces back out to Buttery, back into Young. She steps on the end line. And we'll turn it over. It's going to be zone. Eastham comes out to Wills. Cross court to Ford. Eastham, boy, that was a tough pass to handle, but she did it. Skip pass across to Walker. Goes in the lane. Gets it out to Wills. She penetrates. 16-footer left side short. And off with it is Buttery. Inside it goes Young out. Wide open three-pointer by Buttery is no good. Rebound Walker. Round County back with it. Round County does not have the numbers. Walker has it left side. Out to Wills. Round County doing a lot of standing. Against the zone, they're going to have to move it. Inside, outside will be a good thing. They've got Ford inside. Now she pops out. Doesn't get the pass. Wills, right side, missed everything short. Rebound off to Young. Ahead to Buttery. Buttery puts it up, no good. Rebound Eastham had it, and she's going to be tied up. Alternating possession goes to Round County. Round County's got to turn up the defense a little bit, and they got to shoot better in this half. Left side to Eastham. Throws it away. Round looks like they have never seen a team play a zone defense and get in the passing lanes. 30-second timeout taken by Mason County. County's picked up 1 point so far here in this quarter, but they're already down to 5:21. They've got to get a screen going here. I believe they could get back in the game if they can manage to get it down to 10 points or so at the end of this quarter. Mason County's Buttery gets it in. Underneath it goes to the big girl, Young, and she puts it up and in. Not much Round County could do about that. 39-19, 20-point lead. Eastham. Baseline to Walker, out to Eastham. Three-pointer from the side for Eastham. Rose, oh, no good. Rebound Beach, puts it up and in. Beach has five, and Round County presses. Comes Reed with it. Gets out. Buttery three-pointer right side. No good. Rebound. Round County fighting themselves and a walk. Round County wouldn't rebound in the first half. Now they have certainly been charged with doing that by Coach Stokes. And it's too many people going for the same one right there. Reed gets it into Hughes. Out to Downs Perry, who stepped on the sidelines. Round County gets it back. Here comes Hallie Pepper off the bench.
Checking in for Mason County number.
And Young will sit down. It comes to Walker. Side to Wills. Forward. All the way around the left side to Eastham. They try to pass it inside to Ford, and it's off her leg, and here comes the Lady Royals back with it. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound. That's a battle. I think we're going to have a tie-up. Three-pointer was by Reed. She hasn't. I'm not sure she had missed the three-pointer in this game prior to that one. Alternating possession gives it to the Lady Royals. In will come Perkins, and out will go Beach. We need almost a 5-second count. Reed gets it in, gets it back. Ball's batted out and recovered by Reed of Mason County. Right side, Pepper drives in, kicks out to Downs Perry. Buttery drives. Leaves it off for Hughes. Hughes drives in the lane. Throws it up, literally throws it up, but it goes in. 41-21. And driving to the basket is Wills, and she's going to get a block call foul on Mason County. Buttery will get her third foul, second of the quarter. Wills will shoot a couple of free throws. That one's off the front of the rim. Beach comes in, and Eastham will get a rest. That's free throw, up and short again. Batted out by Walker, and getting it is Beach. She goes up, misses it. And the rebound comes off to Hughes, and a foul called, a rebound foul. Well, nope. It wasn't just out of bounds. It goes to Mason County. With it is Reed. She goes down the lane. Has it knocked away by Wills. And that'll be a foul on Wills, her second, team's first. Two free throws for Reed. She's a 46% free throw shooter. She's better from three-point range than the free throw line, especially tonight. Free throw up, and no good. Free throw up, good. 21-point lead doubled up at 42-21. This matches the largest lead of the game for Mason County. Walker down the middle of the floor, left side Perkins. Telegraphs her pass and throws it right in to the Mason County player, but Rankin steals it. Beach goes in, puts it up, no good. Hughes gets her second foul, team's third of the quarter. Beach will shoot two free throws. And hits that one. 42-22. And that was also good. Grand County not able to get a streak going. Pressure in backcourt. Ball thrown away. Taken by Perkins. She goes down the lane, puts it up off the glass. Good. And a quick timeout taken by Paula Booser. It's the 32nd timeout taken by Mason County. 42-25. Second time in this quarter, Round County has had the lead down to 17. Then I think Coach Booser, Rodney Toll, the rest of her staff, they know that Round County has not played well and are capable of going on a streak. That girl cannot check back in. She went up there after the second whistle. But they're going to let her in. It was Young coming back in. Pressure in backcourt. And it comes knocked away. I believe that's off Round County. It was off Beach. He made a nice defensive effort there. Spot throw in right in front of the Round County bench. Well, they let Young get away with it, and she puts it up but gets fouled. It's going to go on Beach. Her first, team second. Young, 60% free throw shooter, will have two. Puts it up, bounces, and off. Went all the way around the rim and just fell off to the side. Next free throw is no good short. Rebound comes off to Wills. Ahead it goes to Ford. Ford backs up behind the three-point line and misses. Perkins gets the rebound, gets it out to Walker. Perkins back in the left side. Her three-pointer is up, no good short. Boy, Cassie cannot get one to fall. And on the breakaway is Downs Perry. She puts it up and in. Ford drives the baseline in front court. Comes back out. She'll have to go all the way to the point. Gets it right side to Wills and misses everything short on the three-pointer. And here comes Mason County back. Reed with it. He's going to play a little man-to-man to try to force things. Buttery drives into the lane. Puts up, no good. Rebound off the Beach. Beach sends it ahead. Boy, that was a tough pass caught by Wills. That was a nice play by Diamond to catch it. She gets two shots out of it. Hughes gets her third foul. Fourth team foul. With a minute 46 to go in the third quarter, 44-25. Wills hits that one. Easton comes in And Perkins will go out. Peffer in and Fox in. And Buttery and Hughes go out for the Lady Royals. Wills hits both free throws. She's got nine now, and it's 44-27. Comes Young and gets fouled and puts it in. Foul will be on Beach.
Foul on number 24, Olivia Beach, for second at the line, Young 4-1.
Puts it up and in. Puts the lead back to 20, 47-27. 46, yep. Yeah. Right, I'm blocked by the goal. But it's 47-27. Foul called on Mason County's Fox. And it's her second, the team's fifth. And Ford will go to the line for two.
And Ford and two have two.
Ford puts it up. No good. Rand County has not been very proficient from the free throw line in this one. Puts that one up. Good. Six for Ford. Pressure in backcourt. Ball knocked away by Beach. Out of bounds. Mason County will have it side front court. They tried to throw over the press. Weren't successful, but they keep it anyway. Well, that's on. Carrying the basketball is Young. Rand County will get it side backcourt. 47-28. Walker inside the Beach goes down the lane, puts it up and in. 9 points for Beach. Here comes Reed back with it. Reed backs into the lane. Kick out to Heffer. Back to Reed. 1 minute to go in the half. Dribble, step back three-pointer and no good. Rebound forward. Comes out with it. Gets it intended for Beach. Knocked away and out of bounds. Ryan Hines, I think actually in for the first time. 49.7 seconds in the quarter. Ford gets it in to Easton. Now Ford gets it. Three-pointer straightaway is good. She's got 9 points. Randy's got several players with nine. Comes Reed back in front court. She's double-teamed. Gets it away. Taken by Ford. 28 seconds. Underneath it goes to Walker. She puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Foul will be on Pepper, her first, team sixth. And has a lead down to 12 points. And Walker will shoot one free throw. Free throw's good. And that makes it 47-36, 25.1 seconds. Well, knocked away by Beach. Haven Ford gets it under. Wide open layup by Wills is good. And they've got it down to 9 points with 16 seconds to go. Reed has it knocked away by Walker. Gets it ahead to Wills. Wills goes up, puts it up and in. Right now, Ram County has a 14-0 run going with 2.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. And it comes to Reed, 2 seconds. Midcourt shot too high off the backboard. And at the end of the third quarter, Round County rallies back. It's Mason County 47, Round County 40. Back after this.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Well, home we go to the fourth quarter. Rowan County had trailed by 21 points and then ran off 14 straight to cut the lead to 7. So, they got a chance going to this final period. Rowan County will have the basketball to start it. Wills gets it into Walker and against the zone. Right side, Eastham. Inside to Ford. No good up by Wills. And a nice little play out of the timeout, out of the quarter break. But Moran took a wild shot. And now it'll be Lady Royals playing at the length of the floor. Out with it is Reed. Inside to Young. Young has to kick it back out. Reed, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound off to Easton, and Ford has it. Ford up the left side. He goes all the way under, puts it up. No good. I can't believe there was not a charge or a block, but here comes Reed on a breakaway. Puts it up and in. She's got 17 points now. The lead's back to 9, 49-40. Left corner, Ford, three-pointer from the deep corner's good. 12 now for Ford. Six-point lead. Ball ahead. Young has it knocked away. Throwing by Beach. Ahead it goes, Diamond Wills. She goes under, puts it up. No good. Rebound off to Eastham. Beach goes under, puts it up. No good. Oh, my goodness. Missing layups when you really need them. Here comes Reed. Nope. Well, nice shot wasn't by Reed. That was by Adrian Downs Perry. And it's back up to an 8-point lead, 51-43. Inside it goes to Beach, out to Ford. Three-pointer right side, Ford, no good, long. And ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Mason County. 6:27 to go. Round County has played its way back in it, but had trouble getting shots to fall here in the last few moments. And they've had layups. And it comes to Perry, Downs Perry. Well, floated ahead to Reed. Reed goes in and is fouled. Grand County trailing, being satisfied with trailing the person driving to the goal. Well, they call that on Ford? Well, that wasn't the trailer. That might have been the one who was trying to help, but she was not the trailer. Reed will shoot two free throws. She's one of two from the line. Pushes it up. Good. 52-43. 6:18 to go.
Bust out right here.
Next free throw. No good. Rebound. Round just gets beat to it. Young goes up, puts it up. No good. Rebound off to Ford. Gets it ahead to Wills. That was just a bad decision there. It's nice to be play fast and nice to get quick baskets, but you can't turn it over right now. Young gets it off back to Reed. Right side it goes. Three-pointer right side. Boy, that's a killer right there. As Libby Hughes knocks it down. She's got 15 now. And it's back to a 12-point lead, 55-43. Walker has it. Easton Ford has it. Right side to Wills. Inside it goes to Beach. And that was a foul on the big girl, which they do not call. She comes off with it. That was an elbow tap. Now 5:32 to go. With it is Reed. Right side to Hughes. Looks to a cutter. Now she takes it into the lane. Gives it underneath to Young. She walks with it. Throws it back outside. Reed steps into a three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound, Walker.
And time is out on the floor. Officials, timeout.
Think that Olivia Beach may have taken an elbow. They're checking her out. She's in the free throw lane on the Mason County end of the floor. Getting 21 points at one point in this half. Round had cut it down to 6. That's back out to 12 at 55-43 Mason County with 5:04 to go in the game. Still waiting for, we're actually blocked by the Mason County huddle. Well, we're thinking about taking a break. Let's go ahead and take at least a 30-second break here on WIVY.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IJ in Moorhead. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round is only $4.49 a pound. Two large 59-ounce cartons of Minute Maid orange juice are just $6. And Marie Callender's bowls and pot pies are specially priced, two for only $7. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IJ in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IJA.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
.504 to go in the girls' game, 55-43. Mason County, the boys' game coming up about 20, 25 minutes after this one. Had a smattering of a pause as Olivia Beach set up out in the free throw lane down on the Mason County side. We still have not got her standing up yet. Again, we are blocked from it right now. Coach Stokes is out there. Coach Kelly Ford. Raven Ford and his wife not available tonight, and they have Kelly's filling in for her on her spot on the Round County bench. Well, they got her up, and she doesn't feel like walking. It's almost like she was struggling to breathe when we first saw her. Almost like she'd taken a Coach Kirk, athletic director and head coach for Mason County, has come out there. There is a medical professional who has Huh? Well, things are really organized in this day and time. I don't know if they may want to take her back and get her checked out. So going through the information, which includes, of course, insurance papers for all the folks who are on the team. Back here comes the folks from the EMTs here. And while we're waiting for them to finish working with Olivia here, let's go take a two-minute break here on WIVY.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Well, certainly a nondescript play went on down to our left. It wasn't anything very visible, but all of a sudden it looked like Olivia Beach of Rand County took a blow to, not certainly not malicious, but was hit around the chest or midsection. They are still working with her out there. She's tried to stand up once, and she's reaching for something right now. So she's conscious and all like that. They just have a doctor out there from the area medical staff and three EMTs. We've yet to see any type of stretcher yet. Maybe we got the boys' game coming up after this one. Rand County, Mason County. This is the Section 6 of the 2A championship, a semifinal round game. I'm sorry, a first round game with trying to reach the semifinals. And they have brought out the stretcher now. They do not have a backboard. It's not the type of injury that would have required that. But they are. They're taking precaution. They now they are bringing out the board just to roll her on and make it easy to get her up on the stretcher. So we have Meadowview Hospital here in Maysville. And this is going to take just a few more moments, so let's just go ahead and take another break here on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
I think they just explained to the Round County team what was going to happen. I believe they did leave the floor, Wade. She was very much conscious, and I'm going to take her and get her checked. Perkins out to Wills as we go back to play. 4:56 to go in this one, 55-43. And it goes to inside out to Wills. Ball goes to the floor, and Wills comes up with it, and alternating possession on a tie-up will go to Round County. Go, Ford gets it in to Perkins. Three-pointer by Perkins is good. That's the lead. Down to 9, 55-46. Straightaway three-pointer by Reed. No good. Rebound goes to the floor, and Ford comes out with it. She goes all the way under, puts it up and in. And a timeout taken by Mason County. It's a full timeout taken by Mason County. 4:19 to go in the game. Brown County has cut the lead down to 7, 55-48. We'll be back after this on WIBY.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Mason County works against the press. 4:14 to go. Round County playing man-to-man. Reed gets it off to Downs Perry. They're looking inside to get it inside, but stolen by Ford. Ford goes under, puts it up, and gets fouled. Foul is on Buttery, her fourth. Oh, I'm sorry, they said Lexi. Oh, wow, they said they put that on Young. That's the big girl. That struck me as a bit odd, but she does have her fourth. Ford puts it up, and it rolls out. Wow, that one went all the way down, but didn't stay. 55-48, 3:59. Ford puts it up. Good. Pressure in backcourt. Comes to Perry. Perry gets it ahead, and a layup is good by Buttery. With it is Wills. 3:45 to go. Back to an 8-point lead, 57-49. Off to Perkins. Back to Perkins. Open three-pointer for Perkins. It's no good short. And off with it is Buttery. Head it goes to Young, and she has it knocked away. Foul is on Wills. Her third. And they're going to give her two shots, which is not a good call. Should have been on the floor. Shot up and no good by Young. Down, 57-49, again an 8-point lead. And that one is up. No good. Rebound off to Easton. Here comes Ford. Underneath is Will. She puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. They're not going to give her a foul. That is unfortunate. Ball knocked away by Ford. It goes to the floor, and a jump ball across the way. It'll go to Mason County. Round playing hard. Need a couple of empty possessions, for Mason County here. Driving with it is Reed. Reed puts it up, has it partially blocked, but right there to get it is Young. Puts it up, good. 59-49. Ford. Around it goes. Perkins from the left side. No good. Can't get the three-pointer to fall. Round County presses. Could not get it to fall. 2:37 to go. Right side, Buttery goes baseline. Off it goes, has it blocked by Ford. Rebound by Wills, off to Ford. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, that was by Perkins. That round can't get one to fall. And the officials are not going to call any fouls. Mason County is going to take a timeout with 2:13 to go in this one. 59-49, Mason County with a 10-point lead in the basketball. And we'll be back after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Mason County side front court, actually just in the back court, actually. Ball deflected, and Young comes out and gets it, feeds underneath, ball's loose on the floor, and who's going to come up with it? Round County comes up with it. Time taken. We'll keep it right here. It's a full timeout by Round County. Cammie Rose sort of running the show right now in the huddle. Coach Stokes stayed with Olivia Beach as they left the arena. 2:04 to go, 59-29. Round County will have the basketball. And we go back to action. Again, we mentioned the crowd getting to file in here for the boys' game, which will come up about 20 or 25 minutes after this contest. Brown County has the original starters with the exception of Beach. And Cassie Perkins is in for her. Perkins has it. Perkins puts it to Walker. Off to Ford underneath. She's knocked to the floor. And they take a timeout. They're going to take a 30-second timeout, Brown County is. It did not help Brown County when the guys have pretty much pocketed their whistles here late in this game, which is obviously taking a long time to play. When you take the ball to the hole and you don't get to shoot when you're fouled, that's tough. Brown County will have it under their own basket. Cannot get shots to fall right now, and they really need it. They've done a good job of getting the shots. And it comes to Walker, 1:44 to go. Ford. Wills, they're keeping from behind the arc. Walker, inside it goes. Right side, Wills, off to Easton. Cannot get it ball. She gets the rebound. And Brown County gets it on alternating possession. Two. Forge inbound. Gets it inside to Walker. A little five-footer. Will not fall. And rebounding is Young, and she walks with it. Wow, and a technical foul on Young. That will be her fifth foul. And Diamond Wills will shoot the technical free throws. What's up? Good. 1:24 to go. 59-50. Round County will get the basketball after this free throw is shot. And she makes them both. So it's an 8-point lead. Round County will get it side midcourt. And it comes to Walker. Off to Perkins. Walker. Perkins. Well, they need to probably need to take it to their hole because they're taking away the three-pointers. Inside to Easton. Perkins, three-pointer left side. Good. It's a 5-point lead with 1:05 to go. And it's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be back for the conclusion of this one after this on WIVY.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
And we just had a technical foul called on Diamond Wills.
Foul's on number one, Diamond Wills.
She shoved a Mason County player. And those free throws will be going to Olivia Hughes. She's a 71% free throw shooter. Unfortunately, that's not who they really wanted to foul. But it really wasn't a foul. It was an intentional foul. Hit them both.
Checking in for Rowan County, number 35, Shannon Abbott.
61-54, and here goes. Reed got loose and put in a layup. Comes Round County back with it. Long three-pointer by Ford. Rattles out. And a foul on the rebound to Cassie Perkins. Well, they should be shooting the free throw. One official was getting ready to say two shots, but he went to the wrong free throw line.
And the
Pepper will shoot two free throws. 2 of 4 from the free throw line this season. Puts it up. Good. Running down to 45.9 seconds now, a 10-point lead for Mason County. Rand County has done a yeoman's job to get back in this one. That one is no good. Rebound by Easton off the forward. Ford goes all the way under, puts it up off the glass. No good. Had the rebound. Out of bounds. It'll go to Mason County. Shayna Abbott checked in for Rand County. And it comes to Pepper. And ahead it goes to Buttery, but I believe it may reach out of bounds. And it does. Round County will get it back with 32.9 seconds to go. For all intents and purposes, it looks like Round County's 8-game winning streak will go to the wayside here in this game at Mason County. Ford, 3-pointer from right side, good. Down to a 7-point with 22 seconds to go. Right. Now they're talking about whether they could get the timeout. And they said 30-second timeout, but and they're going to have a 30-second one, whether they should have allowed it or not. 21 seconds to go, 64-57. Mason County lead. Mason County will inbound. Going deep. Layup good by Reed. Down to 14 seconds. Ford takes a 3-pointer left side. Good. Cuts it down to 6 points. Yep. Only two shots for Reed. Is 2 for 4. Reed puts it up. No good. Next free throw is up and it rolls in. Rolls it up for Ford. 67-60. Ford gets it, goes in, gets it off to Walker. 3-pointer right side will not go. And there comes the buzzer. Well, after trailing by 21 points, Round County battles back and gets to within 6 points on a couple occasions and ends up losing to Mason County 67-60. We'll go ahead and take a break here, come back and wrap this one up real quick, and get ready for the boys' game here on WIVY.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Final score, Mason County's girls, 67, Round County, 60. Mason County goes to 8-5 on the season. Round County falls to 10-4. It will be Mason County that advances on to the semifinals of the Section 6 girls tournament, the 2A championship, on Thursday at Fleming County. For Mason County, 23 points for Amira Reed, 13 for Alexis Young, 9 points for Olivia Hughes, 7 for Adrian Downs Perry, 4 points for Carly Buttery, and 3 for Hallie Pepper. For Round County, 21 points for Kelby Ford, 16 of those in the second half, 15 for Diamond Wills, 9 for Olivia Beach, 8 for Cassie Perkins, and Brindley Walker had 3. Olivia Beach was taken from the facility over to the Air Regional Hospital and be checked out. Of course, Coach Stokes was with her, and she waved to the crowd as she left. And so hopefully that's not going to be anything too serious. And we'll hear maybe from that in the boys' game. The St. Clair Healthcare player of the game, Kelby Ford, with her 21 points, and keyed the big rally back in the second half as Round County came from 21 points down to as few as 6 there in that fourth quarter. Well, we got the boys' game coming up in less than 20 minutes, maybe 15 or 16. And we'll be back with that one shortly. I want to thank Owen Nundy for studio controls, all the folks here at Mason County for their assistance with the girls' game, Coach Matt Stokes and his staff. And unfortunately, after being a runner-up the last 2 years, the Round County Lady Vikings will not be going to the state 2A championship tournament, as they lose tonight in the semifinals of our first round, I guess, of the section, 67-60 to Mason County. We'll be back with you shortly here on WIVY.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, more 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.